From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of Defense speaks out on Afghanistan.
I don't put timelines on wars. It's that simple. War is a fundamentally unpredictable phenomenon.
NATO allies have agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan, and U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the alliance has filled nearly three-fourths of the gaps in requirements for their mission in the war-torn country.
We still have a few gaps, and nations are stepping up. We've filled 70% of those gaps right now, and I'm very, very optimistic that based on what I heard here, we'll be filling the rest.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said 15 nations have already pledged additional contributions to Resolute Support Mission, that's the NATO mission to Afghanistan, and further announcements from other nations were expected. Iraqi forces have retaken control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, where 3 years ago the head of Islamic State group announced a self-declared caliphate. This is Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend.
Over the course of these past 2 years, a coalition of more than 60 nations has united to defeat ISIL. We have conducted tens of thousands of precision strikes to support Iraqi operations. We've trained and equipped more than 54,000 Iraqi forces. And we supported our Iraqi partners as they fought to liberate their country.
Militants blew up the 850-year-old Grand Al Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. Fighting continued on Thursday in Mosul, but members of special forces fighting militants in the city told VOA they believe they'll be in control of the old city, the Islamic State stronghold, by Friday or Saturday. This is VOA News. As of moments ago, the United States has just begun implementing new travel rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. Senior administration officials on Thursday outlined how consular officials should proceed with the visa applications for people from Yemen, Syria, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, and Iran. Anyone in transit to the U.S. with travel scheduled before July the 6th will be allowed to enter. Those with travel booked after will be addressed later, according to senior administration officials. Previously scheduled visa application appointments will not be canceled, according to administration officials. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says U.S. President Donald Trump will have his first face-to-face meeting with President Vladimir Putin of Russia at the Group of 20 summit next week in Hamburg, Germany. McMaster would not say at a White House media briefing on Thursday whether the two leaders will discuss Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election when they meet on the sidelines of the summit. The United Nations said Thursday that Tehran is in compliance with its obligations under an international nuclear deal. But U.S. envoy Nikki Haley disputed that.
The Secretary General's report makes clear that Iran is in violation of the Security Council Resolution 2231. And so the question becomes, what is the Security Council going to do about it?
Well, the resolution was adopted in July of 2015, endorsing the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that aims to ensure Iran does not acquire nuclear weapons. Now, the five permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany negotiated that deal with Iran. UN political chief Jeffrey Feldman said since implementation of the plan on January 16th of 2016, the International Atomic Energy Agency has issued seven reports documenting continued implementation by Iran of its nuclear-related commitments. Well, U.S. Ambassador Haley seized on this information, saying the Secretariat's report was filled with devastating evidence of the nature of the Iranian regime.
For our part, the United States will not continue to turn a blind eye to the Iranian regime's behavior. In our national capacity, the United States will do our part to enforce Resolution 2231.
She said the U.S. would not ignore such behavior and would continue to enforce the resolution, including interdicting prohibited cargo and imposing unilateral sanctions. Italian officials say their government has told the European Commission in Brussels it is considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who were rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's proposed remedy is to stop non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.